Okay, we're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the February 14th, 2022 meeting of the University City Council to order at 6:31 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay. Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hills.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. Prior to moving forward with the agenda, I would like to take a moment and pass along, I know, the sympathies of all of my colleagues on City Council, as well as the city staff, to the family of former council member Elsie Glickert, who passed away on January the 28th last month at the age of 96. She had served on City Council for, I believe, 11 years from 1969 to 1980, and was truly a stalwart of everything University City, and in particular the Suttermeyer home, where she had a special relationship there due to her family's long-standing ownership then of that property. We send our sincerest condolences to her three sons, to her 10 grandchildren, and to her four great-grandchildren. Her service to our community has always been appreciated and will be missed. And again, our condolences to the family. I also want to take a moment and hope that everyone that is watching will sit back and read and become educated a little bit more this month on Black History Month. It's a great time to pause and reflect on the history of our country, and in particular on Black history. Before you, you have the agenda. I've not heard any changes ahead of time. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations this evening. You have before you the study session draft minutes for Annex and Trinity renovations as of January 24th, 2022. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the draft minutes of the regular session of January 24th, 2022. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Klein. You are muted. You are muted.
I would like to nominate Dana Barhard to the Urban Forestry Commission.
Is there a second? Second made by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. As you know, we had a transition that occurred from the LSBD for the Visioning Task Force, and therefore I would like to nominate Mary Gorman to replace Wendy Harris on that task force. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. As you may or may not know, University City has a seat on the St. Louis County Extension Council that is appointed by the mayor. And I'm trying to, Adam Brown was the previous member and can no longer serve. Therefore, Ed Schmidt had volunteered and submitted his application. So I would like to nominate Ed Schmidt to the St. Louis County Extension Council. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no swearing ins, and the city clerk had informed all of us, I believe, earlier today that there are no citizen comments for tonight's meeting. We do appreciate any time that our citizens communicate with us with comments or with questions that hopefully us or the city staff can answer. We have no public hearing. We will now move forward with the consent agenda. And I believe Mr. Rose had a comment you wanted to make.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, if the consent agenda is approved as presented, my intention would be to bring back to you within the next 6 months information that reflects how the free parking is going in the loop. The agenda item number J3, if approved, would result in approval of free parking in the loop throughout the rest of remainder of this calendar year. My intention would be to come back to you and let you know how that is going.
So now I have before you the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Any discussion? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Just very quickly, Mr. Rose, I just wanted to find out with the renaming of Fogarty Trail, could you let me know or let us know, let the council know when that will actually be done, when there actually is a sign made and that's going to be established so that I can let the family know, if you don't mind?
I certainly will.
Thank you, sir.
Those in favor, please. Oh, Mr. Cusick.
I apologize, Mayor Crow. I did have one question about the free parking meters. Mr. Rose, what are we doing to make people aware of the fact that the parking meters are now free? Are we putting bags over the parking meters' heads? Are we putting signs around them? Are we removing them?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Cusick, we had not removed the signage that was placed on the parking meter poles since the time you previously approved free parking. The intention would be to partner once again with the Loop Special Business District and do some advertisement that would reflect the continuation of free parking in the loop.
Thank you.
Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, tonight we have with us the Finance Director, Keith Cole, and Keith will be presenting the second quarter financial report. Mr. Cole.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Honorable Mayor and members of Council, I will begin to share my screen. Can everyone see that?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. So this evening, I'll be reporting on just a summary of the second quarter as of December 31st, 2021 on fiscal year 2022. And the first, I'll just talk about the general fund and the revenue. So the adjusted budget is $23.3 million. And the year-to-date actual as of December 31st is $10.3 million. And that consists of 44.2% of the actual adjusted budget. And this is an increase from FY21 of December 21 of $143,168. And the key points from the increase is we've had it increase in sales and use tax of roughly $316,000 or 13.2%. And this is mainly due from an increase in the citywide pool tax. We also had an increase in property tax of roughly $335,000 or 17.7%. We had an increase in intergovernmental of roughly $63,000 or 6.6%. And this is from St. Louis County Road Fund.
Mr. Cole, you may want to just ask if there were any questions regarding the key points that are identified on the screen.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be happy to ask any questions from that.
Mr. Hales.
I just have a clarification on the second point. The increase of property tax of roughly $335,000 or 17.7%. That is not related to an increase in our municipal sales tax. That is related to an increase in property values. Is that correct?
It's an increase in the property tax on the residential. And mainly that increase, it's really due in for accounting, because at the end of fiscal year 21, we defer a portion of the property tax for that's uncollected. It's tax, property tax money that we haven't received, but we still book it as a deferred revenue. So it's up in the liability. So then come in FY 22, then that's when we recognize that deferred revenue as revenue.
Okay,
so it's really just an accounting.
Yeah, my question was like, when we approved the tax rate, the municipal tax rate went down. So sure. This is not reflecting an increase in the municipal tax rate.
Correct. It's just basically an accounting an adjustment on how we book the uncollected property tax.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? And by the way, you'll have to, Mr. Clay.
Yep, let me come off mute. Thank you, Mayor Crow. Yeah, I had a question, and this could be just wording. Increase in service charges. That's, I believe, the fourth or fifth bullet point there. Roughly $203,000. Those are actual receipts, not just charges, but actual receipts?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's what we're getting in from the charge.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
I don't believe anyone else has their hand up. If they do, I apologize. I've not seen anyone. Okay. Please continue, Mr. Cole.
Okay. So basically the overall on the revenues, we show a slight increase of 2.7% for this quarter compared to the same quarter of FY 21. Now move on to the general fund expenditures. And yeah, I mean, if anybody has questions after one in the key points, I'd be happy to ask, respond. I mean, one of the key points is, unlike on Centeno Commons, that the expenditures that increased roughly, $92,000 or 53.3%. But basically that the increase was due to, the personnel services, but that was because of in FY 21, Centeno Commons wasn't really in fully operational.
Right. Mr. Smitherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Cole, I just a quick question. How are we tracking the deficits on the ambulance? Is that something reported on in this report?
The reporting of that is not in this report.
Okay.
Honorable Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem Smitherson. The fire department is currently drafting a report regarding the ambulance operations. And within that report, you'll be able to see the amount of deficit that exists. And so where that would be reflected within the general fund numbers, it's aggregated. So there's no way of distinguishing it. So I've asked Chief Henson to actually produce a report, and it'll provide that information.
Okay.
So overall, the general fund expenditures as a percent of the budget decreased slightly 0.6% when compared to the previous quarter of FY 21. We'll move on to the capital improvement sales tax revenues. And here, the sales tax revenue increased roughly 12.3% during the second quarter of FY22 compared to the same quarter of FY21. We had adjusted budget of $2.1 million. Year-to-date actuals, $909,000. And we had an increase of $98,501. Be happy to ask any questions.
Mr. Clay.
Director Cole, so similar to the increase in expenditures we saw in Centennial Commons, contextually, sales tax increases that we are seeing this year compared to last year, is that somewhat comparing apples to grapes in that so much was shuttered last fiscal year? And so you're going to see these wild swings year over year in a lot of places. Is that a fair assessment? Am I stating that correctly or incorrectly?
That's correct. It's right now, I mean, 1 month we'll have a nice increase, but then the next month there might be a decrease in sales tax. So it really, it does fluctuate from month to month. I haven't really seen real consistency thus far, just because of it's just kind of across the board. So you will see that.
And you raise a good point, even within the context of this fiscal year, month to month, as things have opened and closed and opened up and closed back down, you'll see fluctuations. And I just think it's important that it's clear to the public that these comparisons are just very challenging in this environment.
Correct.
Month to month, even.
Correct. And also, for instance, like in capital improvement sales tax, that sales tax is based on per capita. But then if you look at the park and stormwater sales tax, then that tax is based on point of sale. So that's, you're really going to see some swings from month to month.
Okay.
The capital improvements, let's go to the capital improvement sales tax expenditures. And the key points, the adjusted budget was $2.2 million. The year to date is $410,000. As a percent of the budget, it's 18.5%. So we had an increase, $234,887, as compared to the last quarter of FY21. And here is as we've started to begin do some asphalt overlay improvement projects. And that expenditures was roughly $160,000. And we had some tree removal expenses of $61,000. Park and stormwater sales tax revenues. We have an adjusted budget of $861,000. Year-to-date actual is $458,000. The percent of the budget is 53.2%. So we had a slight increase of roughly $9,000. So the sales tax has increased roughly 2.1% compared to the previous quarter of FY21. Park and stormwater sales tax expenditures. We had adjusted budget of $1.3 million. The year to date is $225,000. The actual is a percent, 17%. We had an increase of $68,730. And based on this increase, we've had some expenditures from removal of hazardous ash trees project and tree stump grinding. It's part of this fund. Move along with the public safety sales tax revenue. And again, public safety, this sales tax revenue is based on per capita. The adjusted budget is $1.6 million. The year to date actual is $734,000. actual as a percent of the budget, it's 45.9%. And we've had an increase of $84,489. And again, it's, we've shown a little increase roughly of 13.2% when it compared to the same quarter of FY21.
Hold on, Mayor and Councilmember Swin. Mr. Call is referencing per capita. Just clarification on that, that's a countywide tax, and our portion of that is based upon our population. So that's where the per capita is.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Public safety sales tax expenditures. We have an adjusted budget of $908,835. Year-to-date actual is $443,078. Actual as percent is 48.8%. And we had a small increase of $13,460. So expenditures were very comparable to the same quarter of FY21. And I will unstop share. And if you have additional questions, I'd be happy to ask
or answer. Additional questions from members of council for this item? Hearing none, we have before us the second quarter financial report presented by Mr. Cole and the city manager. Is there a motion to approve?
Honorable Mayor, on this one, it's just an acceptance of the presentation.
Is there a motion to accept? Well, I apologize. A motion to accept. I believe it was Mr. Smotherson and then Mr. Hales is the second. Those in favor of accepting, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. The report is accepted. Let's see, we'll now move forward to unfinished business. We have bill number 9451. Madam Clerk, would you please provide the second reading?
It's bill 9451. An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from an after its passage and repealing ordinance number 7165.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9451, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from an after its passage and repealing ordinance number 7168.
Is there a motion to approve? Before we have questions, yes, sir.
I actually have a question. What I heard on the first reading was 7165 and the second reading 7168.
The correct ordinance is 7168.
Okay, both readings had 7168. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Swanson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Pro.
Aye. Thank you. The bill has passed. You now have before you resolution number 2022-1, resolution for fiscal year budget amendment number 2. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there either discussion or Mr. Rose, do you or Mr. Cole have any comments?
Honorable Mayor, council members, no comments on this item, but we'll respond to any questions that you would have.
Any additional questions subsequent to the presentation made by Mr. Cole? Hearing none, all those in favor of, and I did get a motion a second, right? I want to make sure I did that. Correct, okay. Sure. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Who would like to introduce bill number 9452? Mr. Hales, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9452, an ordinance amending Schedule 7 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
Thank you very much. We now have before us bill number 9453. Who would like to introduce? maybe a battle between Mr. Smotherson and Mr. Hales, but Mr. Smotherson had his hand up first. May we have the first reading?
Bill 9453, an ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as 7579 Olive Boulevard.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to council reports and business. Any comments made by members that to be made by members of council? The only thing I can say is for the LSBD that I believe Brooke joined in on, and then Gregory for a large part as well, is we have transitioned from Mike Alter as chairman from Fitz's now to Derek Deaver as the chairman of the LSBD. And I really do hope that if you ever get a chance, not that your schedules aren't already full, but it is it is good to watch the vibrancy of the conversation that is going on between members of the LSBD as they sort of guide themselves forward. So just as more of a heads up on that. Anything from anyone else? There is no citizen any further citizen participation. Any council comments for the evening? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just like to remind everyone that coming up Wednesday, March the 2nd at 7 p.m. will be the State of the City address as put on annually by the University City Historical Society. And during the State of the City address, Mayor Crow and City Manager Gregory Rose will be making comments. So if people would like to tune in virtually to that on that evening, they can go to the University City main page and click on the events calendar and find information for the Zoom link to be able to attend.
Tim, thank you for the plug. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other council comments? Mr. Hales.
Just a quick one. You know, with the storms we had, as many of us have, I've lived here a long time. I do want to thank the street crews, as well as our police department and fire department for their efforts during the storm. You know, this was a challenging storm that was basically two storms. We had rain, we had freezing rain, we had sleet, we had snow, and then we had a second round. But I do want to recognize the efforts of the Public Works Department when it comes to snow removal, because I've lived here now 18 years. And there was a time where I experienced, you know, one pass of a snowplow. And I think they have in recent years, going back 4 or 5 or 6 years, actually, really been trying to get our streets clear. This was a very difficult one. People were up working 12-hour shifts, and I think they did a great job, all things considered. Thank you.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow, again. Just wanted to acknowledge the passing of a friend, and I will say that, and the reason that's relevant is because his name was Lieutenant William P.D. Anderson, who was a longtime police officer with University City Police Department and a detective here in University City. He's also a classmate, graduate of University City High School, class of 74. And again, I just wanted to acknowledge the passing of a friend and a resident, U City resident, alumni, and also lieutenant in our police department. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Anything else from any of my colleagues? Hearing nothing else, I'm sure that many of you may have other plans this evening. So is there a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. For everyone, have a nice Valentine's Day. Thank you very much.